Welcome to the AI and Sons Daily Brief. I'm Maya, and joining me today is our lead analyst, Theo. Theo, we're discussing a significant development where generative AI has designed functional viruses. What's the core story here?
Thanks, Maya. Researchers at Stanford University, led by Brian High, successfully used generative AI models EVO1 and EVO2 to design novel bacteriophage genomes. These AI-designed genomes were then synthesized in the laboratory, resulting in 16 viable bacteriophages out of nearly 300 candidates. This development marks a pivotal moment, opening unprecedented opportunities for medical innovation and introducing significant biosecurity challenges. Crucially, these viruses were distinct from any found in nature and demonstrated effectiveness in killing strains of E. coli bacteria that were resistant to natural phages. The researchers also took a critical safety step by deliberately excluding training data for viruses capable of infecting humans, animals, or plants, focusing solely on bacteriophages that target bacteria.
That's a remarkable leap. So AI isn't just modeling, it's actively creating functional biological entities. Why does this particular breakthrough matter so much for business and technology leaders?
It signifies AI's growing ability to move beyond theoretical modeling to practical, functional design in the physical world. For businesses, especially in biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, and healthcare, this could dramatically accelerate drug discovery and development. This could dramatically accelerate the development of novel therapies, reducing the time and cost of traditional drug discovery. Imagine AI-designed therapies combating antibiotic-resistant bacteria, a major global health crisis. This offers a powerful new weapon and a significant competitive edge for companies leveraging AI and R&D.
The potential for medical innovation sounds immense. But with such powerful capabilities, there must be significant risks. What are the biosecurity implications we need to consider?
Indeed, Maya. This powerful capability introduces substantial biosecurity risks. The same technology that can design beneficial agents could, in theory, be misused to engineer harmful biological agents. This underscores the critical and growing intersection of AI with physical sciences. The outputs of digital AI models are increasingly having tangible, real-world biological execution. While the Stanford team took careful steps like excluding human infecting virus data, experts are concerned that existing governance frameworks and AI safety protocols haven't evolved sufficiently to match these advanced capabilities. This raises critical questions about potential malicious applications and the urgent need for stronger oversight.
So, what are the practical steps business and technology leaders should be taking right now to navigate these dual-use implications and ensure responsible innovation?
Leaders must recognize the imperative for robust AI governance frameworks. This includes establishing AI ethics boards to review projects, implementing secure development practices for models with dual-use potential, and investing in threat intelligence. Engaging with policymakers to shape effective and balanced AI regulation is also crucial, especially as the regulatory landscape, like the EU AI Act, continues to solidify.
That's a clear call to action for proactive engagement. Thank you, Theo, for breaking down this complex topic. For our listeners, you can find the sourced article and more information on navigating AI regulations at aiandsons.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more from the AI and Sons Daily Brief.